السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and APA with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala grant you success and kubuliyat in your programs. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the program, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, our Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak Honorable Day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. And it is the 22nd of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 50, Surah Qaf, and verses 34, 35 and 36. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlighted who are the successful people, Man Khashiya Ar-Rahman Bil Ghaib, people who inculcate and they imbue themselves with the quality of khashya. Khashya, as we mentioned, is not a natural fear. We see a lion, tiger, snake. That's a natural fear called khawf. Khashya is something we develop out of the love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, because Allah Jalla Wala has given us everything. The entire universe is created for this masterpiece, this human being. So our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our entire body anatomy, we dedicate it and try and please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Please, please Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 9, verse 62. Wallahu wa Rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. If you are true believers, then your aim, objective in life will be to please Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is based on adab and respect for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bil Ghaib, although we cannot see Almighty Allah, but we see the signs of Almighty Allah. We are Ayyan Umslanga, and we can hear the rustling and the noise of the ocean and the waves, and you see the weather here, subhanallah, that it's so beautiful in Durban, and that is all the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. And whenever we're committing sins, then daily we're turning more and more to Almighty Allah with our hearts, not only externally, because if the heart is pure, then the whole body will be also pure. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith, and saying, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Inna fil jasadi la mudwa, that in the body there is a piece of flesh. Idha salahat salahal jasad kullu, that when that piece of flesh is good, then the whole body will be good. And when that piece of flesh is corrupted and corroded and rusted, then the entire body will be rather rusted and corrupted and so forth. So what is that piece of flesh? Allah wa liya al-qalb. It is the heart. So each one of us should think about that. That our heart, is it really purified or is it tainted, polluted, rusted, corroded and corrupted? That is how we will see our limbs also will function. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us, وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. So that was yesterday's summary. Today, now Almighty Allah says, O Muslim, O Muslimah, you passed away with Iman, with Islam. That became your passport for everlasting success. So Almighty Allah teaches us. Chapter 50, Surah Qaf and verse 34. Udukhuluha bisalam. Enter it, Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ When you beg Almighty Allah, فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَتَهَا That remember that when you ask Allah, don't ask Allah only for Jannah and Paradise. Say, Ya Allah, for our beloved parents, our beloved family, our beloved teachers, all the believers, all our shuhada and martyrs, grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus. And if you want another dua, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So when we look and study the Noble Quran, when a non-Muslim comes, then he's about to enter Jahannam and the Hellfire, then they will open the door for him. And the believers who are entering Jannah, before they even come there, the doors are flung wide open. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا And it is told to them, Salamun alaykum, go and enter now. You're entering Dar es Salaam, the home of peace, tranquility, serenity, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety, nothing. Everlasting peace, everlasting bliss and joy. So, udukhuluha bisalam. Zalika yawmul khulud. That is the day of eternity. That you are forever and ever, no worry, no sorry. And Allah Jalla Wala will address them after they have entered Jannah. O Ahlul Jannah, that do you want something more? They say, Ya Allah, what can we ask for more? Whatever we just desire, same time we get it. There's no load shedding, there's no worry, no sorry. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنْفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ Allah Jalla Wala is hosting us and we are His guests. But we can't command Him, but we can only request of Him. So Allah says, no, there's one more thing. What is it, Ya Allah? لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا And for them, whatever they wish they in Jannah, they will get. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ And by us, we will give you one extra bonus. الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً That those people who live with true Iman, pass away with true Iman and faith and Islam, we will give them a ziyada. That's a bonus, an extra. The ziyada and yeah, waladayna mazid. So Allah says, you saw makhluk, you saw creation, you saw cities, countries, continents. Today I remove the veils and the curtains and you see bari ta'ala. So we make dua on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we beg of thee, lazzatan nadar ila wajhikal kareem, that we have the pleasure of seeing your honorable countenance, to see you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Almighty Allah teaches us, wujuhun yawma idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. That the people will see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The higher their rank, they will see Allah Jalla Wala every day. Then some people will see second day, some will see third day. Minimum the people will see once a week on a Friday. And that is hadith authentic, go see Mishkat Sharif. And where Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is explaining all this to Sayyid bin Musayyib and so forth. So therefore we should make that dua today on the Jumu'ah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka lazzatan nadar ila wajhikal kareem. So, Almighty Allah is prepared to give us everything. But we have to do something. Protect and preserve our Iman and our faith and live with the Iman and die with that and so forth. Chapter 12, verse 101, Surah Yusuf, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with a devout and pious servant. And we must always read what? Read history, read Quran Sharif, read Sunnah Mubarakah, read Siratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life history of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then there's Fiqh Sira. We learn lessons from the Hayat-e Mubarakah, Hayat-e Tayyibah, the pure, chaste life of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra. The first word, the first commandment was to read, read, read. Allah is telling us in this verse, chapter 50, verse 36, وَكَمَ أَهْلَكَنَا قَبَلَهُمْ مِنْكَمْ. That how many nations and generations we have destroyed. You see, Allah says, أَهْلَكَنَا. Allah is one and alone and unique, but He says, we have destroyed. Allah is showing that I'm in charge, I can do as I please. It's my majesty, my authority, my sovereignty, and we will give life to whoever we want to. We will humiliate and disgrace whoever we want to. We will snatch away the power of whoever we want to. That is all, my Allah Jalla Wala, that He is the one, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. He elevates and gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. He disgraces and humiliates whoever He wishes. So many, it means that come means here, come a kathiran min. So it means so many of them, we have decimated, destroyed them. Naam nishan nahi. There's no remnant, no relic of them. Hum ashaddu minhum batsha. Hum ashaddu minhum kuwa. They had more power than you, than them, the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen and idol worshippers. You know, Qawm Aad, Qawm Samud, with one hand they could uproot the tree. And they should even say, Man ashaddu minna kuwa. Who can be more powerful than us? Today we need bulldozer, we need this person, that person to come and do a feasibility study. Then what do we need? What are the costing? All these type of things. With their bare hands, they would do all these things here. So, Batsha. So then what would happen? فَنَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. نَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Bilad is plural of balad. So then they will be wandering, moving, traveling from this place to this place to this place. And Almighty Allah punished them. Take this verse now. See the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists. Allah Ta'ala let them come out from different countries hundreds of times. Europe kicked them out. Russia kicked them out. This one kicked them out. So many people expelled them. Now inshallah on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and Friday and this Mubarak honorable month of Muharram, we try, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah. Allahumma akhrij al-Yahud. Ya Allah, you expel the Jutlas. Al-Ghasibin, Al-Muhtallin, Al-Mustawtinin. Those who are the usurpers, the invaders, the squatters, and those who are the settlers. Mean to Palestine, from Almighty Allah, our holy place, our Qibla, Ula, our first Qibla. You kick them out and expel them. You see million already left. They've gone to America, gone to Cyprus, gone to South Africa, gone to the... That is how Allah is going to punish them. They want to expel the Palestinians, but Allah will expel them. Allah has His own system. Hal min mahis. So is there any escape for them? So there Allah is saying, فَنَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. They will be the ones wandering around in the towns and cities and countries and so forth. Hal min mahis. Is there any escape? This is an interrogative, you know, istifham-e inkar, a rhetorical question. No, there is no escape for you. Almighty Allah will punish you right till the day of justice. And that is also enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them. The worst, worst punishment in this world. So may Almighty Allah decimate, destroy the apartheid entity, the terrorist entity known as Israel. And may Almighty Allah let peace and justice prevail on this earth. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Muharram, 1447. So now we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Four Jutlas were killed. And so many of them are committing suicide. Now the Israelis, the army, and the government is getting worried. Why are our people committing suicide at such a rapid rate? Because you are sending them to hell, and they had enough of hell, you see. All the babies and children, they are killing, they see them in the dream, and they're asking them, why you killed me? Why you murdered me? Why you martyred me? So therefore, the Chutlan doesn't know what to do, and then he just pulls the trigger and goes straight to hell and will dwell and stay there in hell forever and ever. See the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children. The three leading organizations, people from the United Nations, they refuse to give them visas. Why? Because they don't want to allow international media to see their war crimes, their ethnic cleansing, their genocide, and crimes against humanity. The Jutta surrounded yesterday Bibi Netanyahu's house. They say, seal the deal. We want the hostages back, and there must be a ceasefire. So that is there. But he is already in a minority. If the Shah's party says that now we want elections immediately, so you have to go for elections. But you know, Jutlas, they all look at their own perks and benefits and so forth. So now he coming from a weak position, and he wants to stay in power, because once his elections he loses, the next stop for him will be straight into jail and prison. Same thing with Trump also. Both haramis, MAGA is failing. Make America great again, and they're burning the caps and burning everything, because they saw that their leader is a rapist, and they saw that he is a corrupt person. Therefore, they don't want to release all the Epstein files and so forth and so on. So that is what you should realize. And what has happened, every day they are targeted, the Jutlas, the haramis, the murderers. And remember the swines and the pigs, as Quran called them. And Quran calls them monkeys and donkeys. So we should call them the same. Chapter 5, Surah 5, chapter Surah Maidah, verse 60, and Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter 62, entitled the name Friday, and verse number 5. They are rabbis, kamathalil himari yahmilu asfara. They are just like donkeys getting encyclopedias. So 2,300 educational, remember, institutions and places were destroyed in Gaza. Every place there was Hifz of Quran, they were teaching, they were learning, but that's what they want, to destroy and decimate everything. You must remember that. See, yesterday Israel attacked a Catholic church, the only Catholic church. So Netanyahu then went to eat humble pie and told Trump, it's a mistake. You murder our babies and children and say mistake. You attack the churches and you say mistake. So the whole Israel is a big mistake, you must remember that. You are no democracy. You are an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime worse than Hitler. Hitler was good. He did better things than you. So I don't agree with everything what he did, but we agree on many other things that he did. So when we can't agree with anything you are doing. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So we need to be very clear. So Ben Gvir, the Minister of Police Security, the country Slovenia bars him. Say, you're not welcome here, no visa for you. You are guilty and you are part and parcel of the genocide that is unfolding there. So humiliation upon humiliation. Allah Ta'ala says, وَدُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهُ الزِّلَّةِ. It is stamped upon the Jutlas and the Jews, disgrace and humiliation. Israel, the Haaretz newspaper writes, is ethnically cleansing the West Bank also. People are looking at Gaza, but they are doing the same thing there in the West Bank also. So just kick out the Palestinians and bring the army in, and the Jutlas will occupy their house, steal everything. The biggest groups on this earth is haramis, Jutlas, remember that. There in Iraq, remember, there was a shopping mall, and there in the shopping mall, more than 60 people got killed. Allah have mercy on this ummah. Wherever we are, you're listening to this live broadcast. So remember, read Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, you are the best of protectors. And Ya Allah, He alone is the most merciful one to show mercy. Did you ask Allah today? Say now with me, chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا Fi rahmatik, O Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, whilst you alone, exclusively, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter 7, verse 151. Only stupid people worry about Epstein's files. Who said so? That is Trump trumpeting away. So Elon Musk asked him a question. He says, okay, if the files are non-existent and so forth, then why did Epstein commit suicide? We know it wasn't suicide. Somebody put him away. Either the Democrats, the Clinton camp, or either you, Trump, you must remember, because he had enough dirt on all of you. And he was a spy for Mossad and so forth. So therefore, the Israelis have gone mad. You see that everything of theirs is getting exposed now, one by one. So, and then why is that lady there, Maxwell, in jail? If there's all no file and no client list and so forth. So he's showing his own stupidity and foolishness. And I told you always, he is a psychopath, he's an egoist, a narcissist, a crazy guy. Pakistan monsoon rains kills more than 160 people. Allah have mercy on Pakistan. So many problems there. But you know, government also be corrupted and the Gulf army also corrupted. You see that? So dono jagah chori hai, you must remember that. They corrupted to the core. So that is how Pakistan functions. So Trump has vain conditions and now he's seeing bruises on his body. Allahumma sallit alayhi wa ala Benjamin Netanyahu wa Ben Gray wa Smotrij wa kullihim ya Rabbal Alameen kalban min kilabit. Ya Allah, you punish them here in this world. Allahumma aj'alhum ibratan lil mutabireen. They think that they can get away with murder and impunity. Ya Allah, you punish them here in this world as you punished Ariel Sharon 8 years of Iraq. He couldn't love, he couldn't flex. If you don't understand the word breath, is an Afrikaans word to die like a dog. Ya Allah, let them die like dogs. What they did to our people, whether it be in Syria or Libya, whether it be in Sudan or whether it be in Palestine, whether it be in Vietnam or whether it be in other parts of the world, Iraq, Afghanistan, all this is in front of us. You must be a moron if you don't understand these things. Yeah. So remember, Allah is punishing America, North America. The wildfire is scorching America beyond control, you see. Sometimes there's floods, sometimes there's wildfires, all these things here. All these are punishments of Almighty Allah. We are in charge and you can do absolutely nothing. Over 40, the Saudi media says, over 40 million people prayed there in Makkah Mukarramah during the Hajj season. People come, go, people come, go, you see that? So more than 40 million. That is the nucleus. That is the central portion of this earth. Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns and all cities. So just now you are going to read and perform your Fajr Salat. Whether in the plane, whether in the train, whether we're traveling, whether we're at home, we face the mother. That is the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. We worship Almighty Allah alone, but for the unity and uniformity, we face that direction. So Almighty Allah unite our hearts as well. Therefore, all you honorable imams, don't just stand there and say Allahu Akbar. You must look right and left and say, straighten your rows. Apne safay ko durus farma lijiye. So in that way, there you see there are no gaps and so forth. If our rows are straight, then inshallah, our hearts will be united, inshallah. So thereafter in UK, they're changing, amending the law. Can you believe it? They say a 16-year-old people or youngsters will be allowed to vote. So they want more voters, you see that? So now from 18, they brought it to 16. So now I'm asking you a question. Do you really believe anything? A 16-year-old youngster knows what is best for the country. They just became balig and mature 2-3 years ago. And now they can't even think properly. They're just more emotional and so forth. So that is the foolishness of the democracy and the satanic system that they have. And therefore you see that they were so arrogant and proud. When we were in school in the 60s, primary school, they would tell us the sun never sets on the British Empire. Today you can't even see the sun there most of the time. You see that? Allah is punishing them. They're shrinking all the time. Trump trumpeting away. Trump says, you Coke company, you must change your ingredients. You can't be using that sugar, you must use this sugar. Everywhere he wants to poke his nose inside, you see that? So therefore all my guys will be hitting him. Israel attacks Syria and they tell the world, no, we are defending the Druze. had nothing to do since when you became somebody's benefactor. A jutla, harami, zionist Jew will never do anything unless there is something in it for him. So this is their Eretz policy. Eretz Israel. E-R-E-T-Z. What is E-R-E-T-Z? The expansion of Israel. Look at their flag. White flag, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, the Star of David in between. If you study the history of Star of David also, you must remember that also they've hijacked. Nevertheless, you must remember it means min al furati ila nil, from the Euphrates River in Iraq to River Nile. So they want to expand, steal Syria, steal Lebanon, steal parts of Saudi Arabia, Khaybar, all that area they want to steal. So occupy, occupy. But the more they try and do that, Allah Jalla wa'ala sends the Mujahideen, whether it be Hamas, whether it be Jihad Islami, whether it be others, and inshallah they get overstretched and then they lose everything. Talabul kul, qawtul kul. When you go to for everything, you lose everything. So this is their last phase and stage, inshallah, very soon. In our lifetime, there will not be a country known as Israel. It will be wiped off the face of the earth, and it will be called Palestine, Palestine, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla. Let us come to our beloved country, South Africa, Bantu Holomisa. You remember him? So Bantu Holomisa says there's no coup in South Africa. People saying that this person and this army and that, they will overthrow the government, nothing will happen, they saying. That is what Bantu Holomisa says. So organizations march to the Union buildings. Various organizations marched to the Union buildings yesterday, and they were shouting and screaming, Cyril must go, Cyril must go. CR, it looks like the people are fed up of you. Because remember, they saw your double standards everywhere. Pala pala, you're guilty, but you say you're not guilty. You fired the DA deputy minister, but your own ministers, you say commission of inquiry. So how all that works now? Everywhere hypocrisy and double standards and so forth. So they say you are the worst leader and president in the history of South Africa. So your own people are fed up with you. Me, you know my stance. I've never ever voted for ANC and I'll never ever vote. So for the ANC. And then, you know, the Minister of Sport, so that he says that Formula One racing is coming back to South Africa. You remember next to Miaswam, there's a place called Kayalami. So there they're going to have Formula One. That's what he says, you see then. Oh, it might go to Cape Town. We don't know where they get a bigger cut. You think they're going to do that for themselves, for South Africa? Everybody wants my percentage. What is my percentage in Mehman, they say? What is my cut in the whole deal? So you need to understand how these guys they operate. They got nothing to do with the country. They're just there to serve their puppets and so forth. Okay, today the programs will be 10 to 10:30 will be a nikah announcement. So all of you, your children, grandchildren, people getting married, South Africa, overseas, wherever, no problem, send it to this number, inshallah. Junaid Mota is waiting there, 084-786-3132, a WhatsApp, just the nikah announcement. We won't attend it. We want to practice on the hadith of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Tirmidhi, A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah in the mosque, in the masajid. So therefore, we are giving you this platform, 10 to 10:30 every Friday. So send in your nikah announcement, and inshallah, that I sent them one already, that there will be a nikah tomorrow day in Vellum, inshallah, after Maghrib. So that way there, yet you also, so now send in your nikah announcement, and in that way, they will announce it there. Then around 11:27, 11:30, we join Makkah Mukarrama. Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykali will be rendering the khutbah and the salat. We will translate the khutbah, inshallah. And then at about 12:04, 12:05, 12:06, 12:07 or so, the azan will go in the Vellum, Jami Masjid, where Mawlana Abid Khan is. Where Mawlana Dawood Wahid is. So mashallah, around 12:10 or so, South African time, our lecture will start from the masjid. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. And tonight then we will be there, you know, in the Madrasa Tahfiz al-Quran in Queen Street. So mashallah, so that will be after Isha. Isha Salat day is 7 p.m. So Jamaat 7 p.m., so the program will be, that program will not be live on the radio, but maybe they got live streaming. For every masjid, you should have live streaming, you know. So it makes life very easy, and all the women and her children all can benefit, mashallah. Let me give you a quick roundup in this 1 minute I have left. You see that of yesterday. So mashallah, we came there to the airport. We read the whole Salat day, mashallah, at Owa Tambo. Lilies, my student Khalil, his driver, came to drop us. You see, Allah reward him also. Then we landed here just after 4 o'clock, and then we read Asr Salat day at the airport here, you see, at King Shaka Airport. When I came out, my brother Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal was waiting. Allah reward him, mashallah. And then Hafiz Zabihullah was there, his son, mashallah, Hafiz Muhammad, whose jalsa, inshallah, we will be there. And he jalsa will take place Sunday, you see. What the honor for him, Hafiz Muhammad, for Hafiz Zabihullah, father and son, both Hafiz. What the honor for the grandfather, Haji Ghulam Dawood, you see that. So Allah Ta'ala reward the family. What an honor for the Ustad Muhammad Kadwa and the entire community. Remember this, our child has become Hafiz, and that will be fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bidhalika falyafrahu, you should be happy. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un, is better than whatever the world can give you. Remember that. So that is what Quran Sharif is teaching us. And then mashallah, my brother Muhammad Salim brought us here. We read Maghrib Salat in Umslanga, then we went for supper there to our brother Ibrahim Asmal's place, boxer, you know, and he invites 30, 40, 50 people. Then we had a wonderful, wonderful program there in the Lotus World Masjid, about 1.5, almost 2 hours. We had a lively Q&A and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala reward all the trustees, the imams and the ulama and everybody there. Barakallahu feek, jazakumullahu khairan, and the weather, excellent, excellent here in Durban. So mashallah, Maulana, we have 13, 14 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab Salam's house was given to the masjid as waqf to use for Islamic purposes. Can the trustees sell and revamp Imam's house at the masjid with funds?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us just rephrase that question. I gave ABC house to a particular Jamaat. And I told them that that house is waqf. Waqf means Allah Jalla Wala is the owner. So now they, what they want to do, they want to sell it, that house. And then the money they receive, they want to revamp and refurbish the current Imam's house. Is that permissible? Not permissible. It's haram to do that. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, said, regarding waqf, la yuba'u, wa la yuhabu, wa la yurasu. So regarding things that the waqf, you can't buy it, you can't sell it, you see that? And you nobody can inherit it. You can't go and give it as a gift and as a present to somebody. So what you are suggesting is not permissible. Remember that same house, that what you can do is you refurbish that house, you make collection and so forth, and tell the imam to stay there if you feel that is a bigger house or what have you. So that will be a good option and so forth. Or give it out on rent, and that will be income for the Jamaat and for the Masjid and so forth. But you all want to sell it and all that, that's not right, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay to practice 41 Yasin Khatams or a marathon of Quran Khatams for marhums?
Remember to read Surah Yasin is excellent. I just read it before I came on A and so forth and so on, right? And we do so every day with Allah's help. I just give you 3-4 ahadith on Surah Yasin. Man qara'a Surah Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. You read Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr. Allah Jalla Wala will fulfill your needs for that day, you see that? The hadith Imam Darimi has mentioned in his Sunan. So you must remember that Imam Darimi is no small person. These are all great, great Imam Muslim and their teachers. You must remember that. Thereafter, you must remember that man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah ghufira lahu. Whoever reads Surah Yasin at night, then what will happen is, anytime after Maghrib, after Isha, for the love and pleasure of Allah, he'll be forgiven. Imam Malik has mentioned that in Muwatta Malik. Third one, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin for your deceased. The hadith in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. So therefore we say all permissible for all four schools, say that of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hadith in Musnad Bazar, O ulama, O students, that everyone should encourage one another. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ. It is my ardent and strong desire. Surah Yasin, chapter 36, comprising 83 verses, should be in the heart of every Muslim person, male, female, adult, and child. So see how many virtues there. I gave you all the references. So all that is excellent. But there's 41 verses, that is all man-made. So there's no such thing like 41 and all that. You read one time, twice, and all that. Tirmidhi Sharif is mentioned, the kulli shay in qalb, everything has a heart. And the Quran Sharif's heart and nucleus is Surah Yasin. You read it once with love and respect and tajweed and all that, you will receive the reward of 10 Quran Sharif. So the people, they say 41, they read, rush through it all that. Allah ki ya ginti nahi, Allah ki ya wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions. Allah weighs the action. Read one time, but read properly. There's no significance for that 41 and 786 you want on your cell phone and number plate and all that. All these are man-made things, no significance in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, would it be okay for a lady to marry her father's brother's son, her first cousin?
100%, you must remember, we rejected what the kuffar and the doctors or scientists and what they say and say, if you get married to your relative cousin, your children will be abnormal and all that. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ladli, his sahib Zadi, and his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. It is the second year of the Hijrah, after the Battle of Badr, the open Musannaf Abdul Razak. And he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells Sayyida Fatima, you get married to Sayyida Ali. Sayyida Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his father is who? Abu Talib. And who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father? Khwaja Abdullah. So remember that Abdullah and Abu Talib are brothers. So you must remember, so Sayyida Fatima and Sayyida Ali are cousins. But yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the nikah and made dua for them, and they were blessed with all the children, Sayyida Hassan, Sayyida Hussein, and all of them, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So yes, totally permissible. We'll encourage that, you must remember.
Mufti Sahib, which dua did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam make when he left Hazrat Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam in Makkah? Was it chapter 2, 126 or was it chapter 14, ayat number 37?
When he left them there, then read Surah 47 and see all the duas he made. فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. So that dua he made. He left, you must remember, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. She asked, you leaving us here, is it your opinion or is it the command of Allah? But he already turned and he raised his finger towards the heavens and skies. This is one qafila, one family. Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu, Hajar, Hajara, you call Tarfim in Arabic, remember that? So now she is there. What a great lady. That she made so much sabab. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, the one who listens to Allah Ta'ala. So now he said, Allah has commanded. Then he made dua when they couldn't see him. Then فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Ya Allah, let the hearts of some people be inclined towards. I just gave you the statistics now. The Arab media says during the Hajj season, 40 million plus people perform Salat there. There are people from neighboring countries and from Saudi. They come, they go up and down and so forth and all that. So Allah Ta'ala makes our heart inclined towards the Baytullah. وَالْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And give them the risk, Ya Allah. Ulama wrote, Gawusi, you know Sheikh Muhammad Awama, one of the great scholars of Hadith currently in Istanbul. So his son-in-law, Sheikh Said Bardash, so he gave me these books here. Gawusi de Ma'u Zamzam, he wrote, excellent book, Tariq Huwa wa Fadail Huwa, the virtues of it, the history of it, and so forth and so on. He says that the first dua got accepted was Ma'u Zamzam. They needed water, mother and child. So Ma'u Zamzam Alima Shurib Alahu. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. And that the Zamzam means Al Ma'ul Kathir, abundant water. Not what we learned when we went to Madrasa 50, 60 years ago, and then they stop. That is our Indian story there. So, Ma Zamzam means Al-Ma'ul Kaseer. So then, وَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And then he made dua to Allah, chapter 14, verse 40, 41. That in 39, 40, 41, Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahabali alal kibari Ismaila wa Ishaq. Ya Allah, in my old age, you blessed me with these two sons. I was 86 years old and you gave me Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. His honorable mother, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha. When I was 100 years old, you blessed me with Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. His honorable mother, Sayyidah Sara radiallahu anha. I praise you, Ya Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi wahab li alal kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Inna Rabbi la sami'ul dua. He's teaching me and you the lesson. Learn the dua of Ummah, chapter 14, verse 40. رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. Ya Allah, make me, I establish the salah. My children, my progeny must also do that. Accept the dua. Then the dua for the deceased. Chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Last week Friday, I was in PE after Fajr program in Masjid Abu Bakr. Thereafter, we read Ishraq Salat, the death, oh, it was before Ishraq, because you know there the sun rises late. Then we went to the graveyard, my brother-in-law passed away, Mopassim. So those of you, the men, not for women, for women to go not permissible to the graveyard. So the men go on the Friday. Manzara qabra abawayhi o ahadi ma yawm al-jumu'ah. Ghufira lahu wa kutiba baba. The hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkan Sharif. Whosoever in the grave was in the grave of his parents, both of them who passed away as Muslims, or one of them, then you will be forgiven and considered a pious son of your parents. You sisters, make dua from home. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. And forgive the believers, all of them, whether we know them or not. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the reckoning is established. These are the wonderful du'as of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a stepfather to marry his ex-wife's daughter?
Totally haram. You must remember that. In a case like that, when you, your son got married and so forth, so now what happened? So now that that lady came with her daughter, so now he consummated the marriage, right? So now you must remember that after he consummated the marriage, that lady, that daughter is called Rabiba. Surah 4, verse number 23. So, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي عُجُورِكُم مِّن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. So for you to marry your stepdaughter is haram. For your father, grandfather, all of them to marry her is haram. Not permissible, all these things there, remember that. You get married to a lady and then you divorce her and now you want to marry her daughter, all haram, they're not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, I wanted to find out, is it allowed to go to a circus?
Circus, you just have to see. Trump is the circus himself. ANC, African National Circus. So what you have to go see circus? What you going to see there? All the ladies and their three-quarter naked and all the music and all that. Yesterday I landed at the airport. So my wife and myself were coming out. So if you come out from Durban airport, you will see that one person there, he's got his guitar and he's busy. So there's one youngster, he was there, white guy, small boy, 4 or 5 years old. He just walked out and he heard the music and then he started shaking his body. So I told my wife, I said, see this youngster, he's already in the trance of death. So I kept his head for him, you see, that white guy. I just put my hand on him. Anyway, he knows what's happening. He's busy. Yes, he's 4 or 5 years old. He's giving the jive. Why? He's belonging to the circus. So that's what the circus does. It makes you a joker. And all that, all haram, all these things. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When you pass places in the haram, you must just walk away quickly from this there. Don't forget to send all your nikah announcements, inshallah. Allah bless you, bless your children and children to come. Ameen. Next appointment, 11:30. We will take Sheikh Mahir. And then 12:05, 12:10, the lecture will start in the Jummah Masjid, inshallah, in Wa'alam Barakullahu Feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.